Yep, even we have money fights from time to time. Just last week, we had one of the biggest we've ever had. Keep listening for details.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
Last week, we had a money fight that was very reminiscent of our earliest money fight.
Yes, it really brought us back.
Full circle, baby.
Nearly a decade.
Why don't you go ahead and just give us a tiny precursor of the early fight?
The early fight. We were engaged, putting together our wedding registry. Amanda, after a long day of beeping and scanning and making the list, wanted to go to one more place, Pottery Barn, with which I was unfamiliar.
You know, 90, 95% of our items were run-of-the-mill, Target, Amazon, Bed Bath & Beyond. I wanted a couple special pieces for our home that we would have for a long time that were great quality.
Exactly. But you would say these are special things because they are, yes, nice quality, but also quite a nice price.
They are a lot more expensive than the average bear.
That's right.
That's out there.
And so we were fundraising our income at the time. We're working hard doing that. Not really pulling in that much, though. And so we're going to this store now. There's a glass Q-tip holder. One, do you even need a Q-tip holder? They come in a box. And two,
answer is yes.
If you do need one, why do I need one that's $40 and made out of glass? So I'm thinking through them. We got these napkin rings and then a cotton ball holder, all these things. I'm like, I'm starting to freak out. And then something else came up. But of course, this was what the stress
you
going on in the background.
Stress,
And it's just like, I can't afford your Pottery Barn lifestyle. Like, that's not what I'm doing here. And then
freaked out on me.
Yeah, I was worked up about that. And so we worked it out and all these things, and it all made sense. And now this one.
I think there might be a podcast episode about that fight. I can't be certain, but
we've told it in different places.
We have told it in different places. We'll link to it if it exists.
If it exists in a public place, there will be a link in the show notes. So now,
fast forward. A decade.
About a decade. And I'm upstairs working.
Jonathan's upstairs working.
You had mentioned these Pottery Barn Christmas stockings a week or two ago. But it was just like, these are kind of nice. We'll get them sometime.
Here's what was actually going on. I really wanted Pottery Barn Christmas stockings. Like, I'm 100% sold. I want them. They're a go. I just need to bring them up with Jonathan and get him on board, and then they're purchased, and then they are hung on my fire.
And one of the things
on
with
my
Pottery
fire,
Barn,
what is it?
Above the fireplace, on the mantle.
On the mantle.
So you get them. They're nice. And you can, of course, pay extra to get them embroidered with people's names.
Yes. So they had like a Black Friday or a Cyber Monday sale
deals,
going on.
Get some money
I'm
off.
I'm giving context here. So there I was. I want them. I'm sold. I'm a go. But I was kind of in the early phases of thinking, like, maybe they'll roll out a better deal closer to Black Friday or even on Cyber Monday. So I'm not convinced about this. You know, it was like a week before Thanksgiving.
You're holding back a bit and all this stuff.
I want them, but I'm not ready to commit and make the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
I super, super lightly bring it up with Jonathan, who his knee-jerk reaction to anything Pottery Barn is just no. No. So, like, I brought it up really loosely.
Real loose.
And then you immediately were like,
I was like, oh,
nah.
I don't know about that one.
And then I just dismissed it.
Then we were done, or so I thought.
Well, hold on. I'm filling in the context. We had a week of sick kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
So it translated to not a lot of sleep.
Yes, that
we were
is
both
very key.
Really run down. There was allergic reactions. There was potential, like, near going to the ER in the middle of the night
some crazy
incidences.
Stuff going on.
We were tired.
Trips by to the doctor's office, earaches,
we surgeries scheduled. We were tired by the time actual Black Friday rolled around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Jonathan's upstairs working.
I'm working.
Okay.
Out of nowhere, Amanda comes in and just like, hey, I've been thinking about those Pottery Barn stockings and I have to get them.
I didn't say it like that.
I think that was pretty close.
While you were upstairs working, I had sat the children down.
Oh, boy.
And they had gotten to pick out which stocking they wanted.
I didn't even know this. So you got everybody on board before bringing it up again.
I also reached out to a friend that I knew had purchased these stockings.
Yes.
And had raved about the quality of them and about this particular sale. I reached out to her. She again affirmed that she loves them. She enjoys the quality. It's a great price. Okay. Yada, yada, yada. So now, looking back, though, these were mistakes.
Yes.
Going to other people that were not my husband to whip me up about a purchase.
Ooh.
Okay, we can talk about that in a second.
That's big.
Showing the kids this thing that we may not even be purchasing. That's unfair. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm basically just like, yeah, we're getting them. And I'm going to rearrange this, this, and this in the budget. We're getting fudgy in the budgie for these stockings. Now I'm going to go upstairs to Jonathan. I'm just going to like do a quick like, here was my strategy. Hey, I'm going to get these. Which one do you want?
And
that
was like,
my strategy.
Okay, honey.
And then you were what?
Uh-huh. Because, right, so we've got five people. By the time you get, so it's, it, and they are
very nice
Christmas stockings.
Very nice Christmas stockings.
So you got that plus
the embroidery
fees.
It was going to
You're
be.
You're walking home. What is it?
$150 for all five of us to have
for Christmas
embroidered
stockings.
Christmas stockings.
Christmas stockings.
Your words out of your mouth was.
I don't even remember.
That's a fourth or like a fifth
yes.
of our Christmas budget.
Because we had sat down a few weeks ago to set the Christmas budget. We'd been saving, but now it was, okay, we have this much gifts for this person, gifts for that person, this kind of decor, whatever, this activity. And then, okay, so we need, oh, it looks like we might need a little, this much more. We'll budget that in then December. Boom, case closed.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're adding on $150 that we did not even, that we didn't, we don't have $150 extra dollars allocated in this budget.
So where is this coming from? Mm-hmm.
What else, you know, what's not going to happen because of this? Because we hadn't thought about this ahead of time. So that's all I'm thinking about. I'm just thinking like, no, this is $100. And that seems like a lot of money.
And from your background, this is just not something your family would have spent money on.
We had Christmas stockings. I don't know where they got them. Probably just the department's store or something. I mean, they're just the standard kind of not quite felt, but better than felt, but not fancy.
Sure.
I don't think, I mean, you probably know like the, yeah, I don't
the
know.
Standard
what,
stocking.
That's standard stocking material. It's red. It looks
not
like
a
foot.
Quilted,
it's got the white patch thing above stocking. The top. And then mom would write our names in glue.
Like a puff paint.
I think it was white glue. And then sprinkled this glitter on top.
Which is awesome.
And then once it was dry, I shook it off.
Yeah.
That's what we had all the time.
So I'm coming from,
right before we started recording this, I actually looked up how much are stockings.
You didn't
I've never
even know.
Bought a stocking before.
Right, so you had no
So
gauge.
I'm guessing what's a Christmas stocking cost? Like $3? No,
well,
they don't cost $3.
The Christmas stockings, in your defense, that we have right now.
Yes.
We have three of them.
Which we got
we
back in the day.
We purchased them in December of 2014, the year that our oldest daughter was born.
Yes.
We had just adopted her the month prior.
Yep.
And we were rebuilding our rainy day savings because we completely wiped out all liquid savings we had to make sure that we could afford everything to go through the adoption process. So we were rebuilding those funds. Mm-hmm. So we, of course, had a hyper scaled back Christmas that year. And yes, we went to Michael's and we got these like super they're cheesy.
On sale.
On
they're
sale.
Super cheesy.
$3 stockings with snowmen that have colors from the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't really fit.
Like,
with what
they're
we're trying
not.
To do
they were always meant to be just placeholders.
So, let's get back to the fight here. We're agreeing too much right now. And I don't know, we'll just pause right here. Why we want to share this isn't just we just want to put our lives everywhere or think that you're so curious in what we do, but because we've learned a lot through this, mm-hmm. not just about our Christmas stockings, but what we did and how we followed up and how we got through this disagreement, and mm-hmm. that's why we're sharing
and
this.
And we're going to get there.
We're getting there, but we got to get to the fight first.
Uh-huh.
So that was the very beginning. That was the lead up, and then I'm freaking out. No way. Really. And immediately, each of us, we just dig in on our sides.
Well.
That's what it felt like. That's what I did, and it felt like that's what you were doing.
I was standing there literally in shock at...
I was in shock.
Seeming out of control behavior.
I was in shock, and I thought you were out of control.
I was just
because neither
there.
Of us are just like, both of us are thinking, you, the other one, are crazy. I am the only person who's sane around here. What's going on? I felt like you were being ridiculous and unrealistic.
And I felt like you were being a tightwad. Who didn't care about Christmas? Scrooge! You were Scrooge. And what I was failing to communicate was like, these aren't just stockings to me. These aren't just Amanda keeping up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. This is, I want an heirloom item. Maybe heirloom's overstating it. Yeah. But like, I want a physical, tangible touch point of our Christmases growing up that can be carried through and go with our girls wherever
sure.
they go
and then
beyond
I'm coming up
the
with
years
any
that
reasons
we have
I
them.
Can to tear anything you're saying down and poke holes in and all these things.
Right. I'm not communicating
and I'm coming
myself.
Out with, and I'm just,
you're freaking out.
Yeah.
You're accusing me of just being like nilly willy with the budget and spend crazy, which if you really knew me, accusing me of being spend crazy, if you looked at Jonathan's fun money category.
That's what it's for. That's what fun money is for.
And Amanda's fun money category.
Hey, if you want to go, you can spend as much of your fun money as you want on a Christmas a stocking.
I
no
know.
Problem.
I know.
But it wasn't fun money. So here we are. I don't even know how it started to resolve. I came downstairs.
Yeah, we kind of just cooled off.
Whatever, yeah, just kind of cooled off. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just see these things. Because I don't even know what they look like.
Right, you came downstairs.
I don't know what they look like. Right. I was like, whatever. Just let me see these things. Because I think I just gotten to that point. We were fighting so much. I was just like, forget this. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Buy the stupid things.
Right.
Which is not a good place to get to.
You were saying that. And I was like, no, I don't buy things just to get my way.
And
I need you to be bought in on
and
it.
And I just wanted out of the argument.
Right.
So I'm like, whatever. I'll pay $150 to end this argument.
But I don't buy things that you're not on board
but
with.
But that's not good. And it's right. not, yeah, that wouldn't be good for the relationship. We would hate these stockings forever. So anyway, so I'm like, all right, whatever. So I've pretty much agreed, I guess, to buying these stupid things. So if they're dumb, this is my mindset at the time.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm going to buy these stupid things, I might as well see what they're like.
Mm-hmm.
So then I come down. You have them up on the computer, probably because you're still getting the kit. Hey, guys, remember to tell Daddy how great they are. No, I'm just kidding. But they're on the computer. I was like, let me see these things. Or and you said they had some different styles. So I'm like, if I'm going to pay this much, like I better like them.
Uh-huh.
So you're gonna show them to me.
You looked at the ones I'd picked,
yes,
and you thought they were really cute.
And I thought they were the out of the ones, all the different ones they had, like these were the best ones,
but
the best line or whatever.
But then,
and I was like, well, what? And I'm still not liking it though. I was still
right
about it. I was coming around, but still, I was like, I don't know, but I guess I could see it. They're nice, blah blah blah.
And then I was able to show you some like in real life pictures that again that friend of mine had sent me.
Oh, sure.
And they looked great in
real
life.
Really
not
good
just
size.
On a stock photo.
They were and a bunch of different designs. So you can have a little ballerina or a dog right. with a bow tie.
And you
cool
liked
stuff.
All you liked it all.
Yeah.
But
I liked the
then
dog you picked.
I told you there were two stocking prints that I thought would be perfect for our girls.
That they were out
but
of
they
stock.
Had sold out of. The week prior, that I'd been looking at them, those were both in stock. Mm-hmm. Now they were out of stock, and I was, instead of getting to choose A for all of the girls, the one that I knew would be amazing.
Number one picks.
A team.
Yeah.
I was choosing, one girl got A team, and then the other two girls were on B team.
Yeah.
You and I, A team. Huh. But again, two of the members of our family were getting B team stockings.
And that's no good.
And Jonathan kind of like noticed that. I don't know. Yeah, somehow it just kind of,
it wasn't said that way. But it's the way you're talking about them, or these ones that were in stock. I could just kind of pick it up on it. And I was like, hey, I don't think you're completely happy with your options here.
Mm-hmm.
Which was true.
And I then was able to acknowledge that and say like, gosh, yeah, in a perfect world, like, I'd be picking these two other ones that are already gone.
And by this point, I was pretty much on board. I was like, yeah, they are really nice.
And I was able to articulate, it's not a stocking to mm-hmm. me. It's this thing that our family has and that the kids will be able to take with them. There's not really other things in our household around Christmas, other than a couple ornaments here and there, but they're not going to take all of our, we're going to have that for you and I mm-hmm. the rest of our life. The stuff that we have as our decor and stuff like that. This is a unique thing that is theirs that they get to take with.
I still think that we're going to keep them for our mantle when they come to visit.
We'll see. But they might
That's
love that.
Very far away.
We don't know how that
So it
will
doesn't
work.
Matter.
I just really like the idea of them and what mm-hmm. they represent, and wanted to stop looking at those cheesy.
They're pretty cheesy.
Cheesy, chintzy little ones that we got years ago.
So we got to this point where it's like, okay, well, you're not even totally happy here. Mm-mm. And we've both agreed, if we're dropping this money on stockings, we're going
to
be happy with these stockings.
Like 100%. Not like, oh, we need to order a new one next year.
The only way we're ordering a new one is if there's a new kid.
Right. Which we'd be
thrilled
by. Or if
the dog eats one of them. Stockings, not one of the kids. That'd be all sorts of badness. So we want to be very... So we came to a decision together that we're both very happy with.
Right. And you had basically said, hey, okay, so we've got a couple different options here.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to get B team... Why don't we just come back in maybe January, February? They might be closeout prices.
Mm-hmm.
This might be like half as much.
Well, if we're going to do B team.
And now all of a sudden now we're getting B team, but we're getting the savings that make it all of a sudden, that justify it. And
well, I was saying if we're going to do B team, we're not going to be that happy with them. We can just remain not that happy with what we've got for one more Christmas.
Right.
So we and then either, get the ones we like.
We could either get the savings in January, or we wait an entire year, and next year, as soon as they roll out the sale,
the ones
we get the ones, mm-hmm. and we've already pre-budgeted for them.
Exactly, it's
so
in the budget.
There's no issue.
And then we thought, we can do that. In addition to that, why don't we keep an eye on this? I bet maybe leading up to Christmas, certainly maybe after Christmas, they might drop the prices on these big time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not even to make B team worth it, but hey, some of those A picks might still be around and we can pick them up for a song.
True.
And we can now get we're kind the ones of building
we like anyway,
what then, we're going to have
yep.
for probably a lot cheaper.
Exactly. So it was this kind of unique blended approach. We don't know exactly which one's going to work out,
mm-hmm.
but we know that that's something we're going to prioritize in the next 12 months. Next year, when it comes time to decorate for Christmas, we're going to be hanging different stockings on the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both going to be prepared emotionally and mentally for that purchase.
And financially
for it. But what I wanted to draw attention to here was, because we've been at this now for a decade, you know, we have financial fights just like anybody else. We are two unique individuals. We have completely polar opposite financial personalities. And so we have friction from time to time. It's not about the big stuff, but it's these small little details that come up. It's Christmas stockings,
yep,
right?
Yep.
But because we've been at this for so long, we've learned a few tips and strategies that help us work through the fight successfully and healthfully in a way that doesn't breed resentment. I think a lot of times we meet couples that the way they would solve a situation like this is one spouse would just make the decision, come hell or high water, and expect the other person to come over to their position.
Well, I'd say sometimes, or what happens with a number of folks is they just make the decision. You would have just ordered them.
I just bought them.
They would have shown
up. And you just have to deal.
Yes.
That happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a massive recipe for resentment and anger and fights.
Yes.
And I would never do that.
No.
Because it, one, required budget hanky-panky.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, rejiggering the numbers. If at any time we have to redo the budget, we consult one another. Two, it was over $100 purchase. That's another flag for us to consult the other person and just get on the same page.
Because
we don't want any fights like that.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so now you're going to bring it up. Now, it could be you get into this fight, this disagreement, and like you're saying, it's like, well, one person wins and one person loses.
So it just as easily could have been you being like, no. What?
Yeah.
You're not getting them. Never. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Give me your debit card. Right, you know, that can happen too.
It could have gone that way. Or it could have been, you know, you're just like, I'm getting them.
Exactly. And it becomes this either or and me against you. And we thankfully were able to just say, okay, we're just giving each other space for a little bit. Because we don't like to argue in front of the kids. We don't like to argue. So anytime... Yeah, even if the kids aren't around, we like to give each other space. Because I'm a type of person that if things are feeling escalated and I do not feel safe, I cannot engage. Talk. I can't engage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot. I shut down and I can't even handle it.
Now, so there's the like, it's just going to happen, which is not good. There's the kind of one person just gets their way and the other person is whatever.
Like it's not happening.
And then there's the world where we almost ended up. Of the one person just kind of just whatever, like just giving in. And not in a good, healthy, like, you know what? It doesn't really matter. And in this time, this instance in our life, I'm going to give this one to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, you know, I'm not really feeling, you know, watching a comedy tonight, but you're really into it. You know what? I'll let you pick comedy. It's not a big deal. But this one, it was more of like a whatever, like just buy the stupid things already.
To shut it off.
To shut it off, shut it down, be done. And that's not winning either, right? Mm-hmm. So if you would just look at the words only, you would see that I was agreeing. I said, go buy them already. Mm-hmm. Go buy these things. But that's not a win.
Nope.
For anybody now.
It was when you finally asked deeper questions, you kind of became a detective. Hey, honey, it seems like you're not completely satisfied here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you went into detective mode and started asking questions about what do these represent to you?
And just what are these things? I didn't even know. It wasn't like you brought it up with the pictures and all this stuff. You're just like, I just had words to go off
exactly.
of.
Exactly. So you sought to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gave me a platform to stand on, feeling like I was heard, but also allowed me to be honest with my kind of those gut hesitations.
Because we were no longer trying to make our cases to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at facing each other, pulling different directions, we were now standing beside each other, going the same direction.
Us versus Pottery Barn.
Yes. So it was us now together looking at this decision about Christmas stockings.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us trying to convince each other yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
We were lurking together to say on this whole situation a yes and a no or a how.
Yep.
And then that's when we really started making breakthroughs and having clarity and being really happy with what we were talking about.
Exactly. And so most financial arguments or disagreements, we don't really recommend it ending with one person completely getting their way and the other person just left out to dry or only in verbiage. Coming to your side of the whatever the situation might be. I think both people in the relationship need to walk a little closer to center. So in this example, you know, I needed to acknowledge that, hey, wait, maybe there's another way to get embroidered stockings that cost less. Could I consider that? Mm-hmm. Or am I so obsessed with Pottery Barn's marketing that I've like dulled myself from thinking about other options? Or do we need these right now? Or could I get them in a year? You know, I needed to walk myself a little bit towards the center of being more flexible mm-hmm. and articulate why I really wanted to make this purchase and maybe slow down in that process instead of just pedal to the metal, put it in the cart and check out. And then you needed to walk to the center of, okay.
Really just figuring out what it was we were talking about.
Stockings represent more than just a piece of cloth hanging on the mantle.
When you put it like that.
Or.
And just what's going on here? What are these things? What do they look like? What's the plan here? Mm-hmm. Seeing how more into it you were getting, the kids were really into it, all that. And just saying, okay, there's more going on here than some cloth you hang above the fire for a month. And then seeing that and then just being able to, again, just kind of team up and really make the decision together.
Yeah, that's both of us important. Giving on, quote unquote, our positions and really finding a path of unity as we walked forward together. Mm-hmm. That was so helpful. I'm so happy with how it ended, even though in the moment I was like, oh, this is bad. This is real bad. We haven't had this type of a financial argument in years. In years. But here we are. And you know what? We're not immune to those, but I'm so thankful that we've developed the skills to successfully navigate those choppy waters. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be another fight like that down the road. And again,
you'll hear about it here on the Baldwin podcast.
These same skills will come into play. And we just encourage you that if you're facing a situation like that right now, or the next time you have one of those financial disagreements, try to back into it from this angle. Try to find that win-win-win for everybody, mm-hmm. each person involved and your family as a whole. Not just me versus them, but let's figure out us together versus whatever it is that we're talking about. But we are the team, and that needs to be fiercely protected and sought after. Because mm-hmm. that's how you get the win-win-win.
Yep.
Win-win-win, yep.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Bingo bango, that's the story.
And you know what? And I just looked up stockings. I was like, well, if I'm just going to buy stockings, how much are they? I just went on Amazon, typed in Christmas stockings. Mm-hmm. They're more expensive than I thought.
And those are like junkies.
Yeah, none of them were near as good.
Yeah.
And the kind of the standard one was not that much less.
Right.
Than these other ones, and nowhere near as cool.
Not as good a quality.
So now it's like, oh. So now it's like, what, 1.5 times the cost, maybe? Instead of what I was thinking of being like 5 times the cost. It's like, oh my goodness, like what's going on? So just, yeah, just being based in reality.
But that's only when you can get them on the deal. If you were going to pay full price for Pottery Barn stockings embroidered, look out, buddy. Mm-hmm. That would have been a much more expensive purchase. So we know what we're going to be hitting up, what sale we're getting next year.
Yeah, or I mean, we're going to be checking on the 26th.
On the 26th, maybe
what that sale looks like.
Drop them to rock bottom. Who
I'm
knows?
Thinking we might be able to pick up that dog with the bow tie for a song.
We'll see. Anyway, until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.